Do you have a loved one that might need a little extra care? Check out Regency on the Lake. Located in Fort Gratiot, Regency on the Lake offers the latest healthcare services with rehab, respite, and long-term care. 810-385-7260.
All right, 720. Big news out of Lansing yesterday. The Michigan Senate approved a House Republican plan to secure the future of Selfridge Air National Guard Base in Macomb County. That plan sponsored by Representative Ron Robinson from Utica. He's on the line with us right now. Ron, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me this morning.
Well, I appreciate you joining us. This was big news because there was kind of a deadline coming. Kind of walk us through why it was so important to get this passed sooner rather than later.
Well, I mean, the Selfridge, you know, the fighter jets coming to Selfridge, you know, it's been a news story for a couple of years, but over a year. But the thing is we were hearing rumblings that people in California and the Air Force didn't want this fighter jet coming to Michigan. And so Governor Whitmer and Speaker Hall went to President Trump and said, hey, is there any way we can get these fighter missions before President Trump leaves office? And so they worked on an agreement that essentially the state would pick up the tab for $152 million to build the runways to create the infrastructure for these fighter jets. And so in March, the House passed a clean supplemental of $152 million for Selfridge. And it had been sitting over in the Senate for a couple of months, and it was getting towards the end of the line. Because I'm also the chair of Military and Veterans Affairs and Appropriations, and a couple of months ago we had General Rogers from the base on, and we asked him point blank for this to be done, for this runway to be done in order for these F-15 fighter jets, what's the timeline? And they said they needed the money by June 1st. So literally less than a week away, the Senate kind of got it together and got it through the finish line, and I expect the governor to sign it in the next couple of days. So it's a big win. The bottom line is if they wouldn't have got the funding by June 1st, it's possible this fighter mission might not have happened.
And this mission is so important to the future of Selfridge, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this base, you know, in the past, there's been a couple of times that it was on the verge of closing, and I'm glad you brought that up because it's people like Candace Miller and Anthony Forlini in the past who have, you know, kept this base going, and now with these new fighter jets, the future is bright for this base, and it means not just, you know, thousands of jobs, but you know, hundreds of millions of impact, economic impact. So this is a big deal, not just for Macomb County, but this is going to feather out into the entire mitten of the state.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It helps benefit St. Clair County and other parts of the state as well. How's the overall budget shaping up? I know that also has a deadline coming. How's budget work going there in Lansing?
Well, I mean, it was interesting, a lot different than last year where we burned the midnight oil before the deadline last year to get it done for the fiscal year. We had our House passed our budget, I think it's been about a month ago, and so now, you know, now negotiation is starting. So this is going to be, there's a big difference between the Senate budget and the House budget. So, you know, we're all going to get in a room and iron this out and come up with a budget that's high on ROI for our taxpayers.
All right. We'll be following the process. Representative Robinson, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.